The State Department of Health Services is adding 18,783 new cases of COVID-19 to its dashboard today, along with six deaths. Once again, the Omicron surge of COVID is forcing area hospitals to operate on the margins. Yesterday, Banner Health's Marjorie Bessel outlined the impact Omicron is having at Banner hospitals during a virtual press conference.
We have started to see COVID hospitalizations pick up again. They've been on an upward trend since around January 1st. And today, nearly a third of our inpatient beds are now occupied by COVID or suspected COVID patients. At this time, roughly 90% of those COVID patients are unvaccinated.
Earlier this week, Dignity Health circulated a staff memo that indicated employees who are experiencing mild symptoms or are asymptomatic of COVID-19 may keep working. Bessel was asked yesterday if Banner would follow the same policy.
We are currently following CDC guidance, and we do have a very strict process for return to work. That guidance has been in place for some period of time. And as we all are aware, there are changes that the CDC has allowed if and when staffing becomes more severe and in more shortage than it is currently. All individuals who are coming to work are asked to be screened for symptomatology, and return to work processes will remain in place throughout the rest of this pandemic.
Bessel also said the surge in Banner hospitals will result in a reduction of hours and temporary closures of the health group's urgent care facilities. The Omicron variant has been dominant in Arizona for a little while now, and while infections tend to lead to milder cases, it is proving to be more transmissible than previous mutations. But why is that, and what might it tell us about where this coronavirus is going? To find out, I spoke with Dr. Dave Engelthaler, director of the Infectious Disease Division at the Translational Genomics Research Institute, or TGen, and I asked what it is about Omicron that makes it spread so quickly and easily.
Yeah, Mark. So everything that we first heard about this particular variant coming out of South Africa only about 6-7 weeks ago is really holding true. And in one of those pieces of information was that this variant was going to be much more transmissible, spread faster than Delta, and probably replace Delta. And that really does seem to be holding true pretty much everywhere around the world. And so this is not just another flavor. This is a pretty significantly changed version of the virus, this Omicron variant. What we are seeing is there's this number of mutations that is much larger than what we had seen before, but in there's some very critical mutations that's really changing how the virus is infecting cells. And in that, we're learning which cells are getting more infected, and that's probably what's really changing the overall, not only the disease itself and having less severe symptoms, but also causing it to spread more rapidly.
Is this a surprise in any way to researchers and scientists that the virus has mutated in this particular way?
Well, specifically this outcome, it was a little surprising given how fast Delta was already transmitting and spreading throughout the world. And this really puts Delta to shame. And we didn't know that it could actually get that much faster than Delta. However, we did know that really the only successful evolutionary strategy for coronaviruses to become human adapted viruses is really to become less severe, more mild, and transmit more readily, just like the human cold. And in fact, much of our human cold viruses are coronaviruses, and it's possible that's what's happening with this one. It's moving in that trajectory.
So does this tell us anything then about the potential of future variants as well? Like, is the expectation that they maybe will continue to become more and more transmissible, but maybe have milder and milder symptoms?
I think we can certainly hope for that. It's hard to know for sure right now, only because the virus does keep evolving and changing, and a variant seems to really kind of pop out of nowhere. In fact, this particular variant is not just some mutation of Delta. It's actually comes off a much deeper lineage in the SARS-CoV-2 family tree, meaning that this isn't just the next step from Delta. We are still seeing that the virus is still present out there. And unfortunately now it's also spilled into the environment. So the virus is gonna keep changing in different ways that it's really hard for us to anticipate. However, this is at least following a pattern that we've seen with other human coronaviruses, and hopefully it stays on that particular path.
So based on what you just said then, is it possible or maybe even expected that future variants maybe will have derived from Omicron, but also maybe will have mutated from some other variation of this particular virus?
That is certainly possible. One of the really interesting things that we're seeing is that, you know, not only is Omicron spreading very rapidly and seem to be producing overall milder effects on the population, it really is giving what seems to be really good immune protection against previous variants. So individuals who are getting Omicron are developing an immune response that actually prevents Delta much better in a way than the immune response we got from the vaccines. Our previous infections have protected us against Omicron. We're not sure exactly why, but it is providing really good protection. So this may actually help us prevent having much in the way of some of the previous variants pop up again in different iterations. We don't know that yet, but it's another interesting finding that's just recently come out. And Mark, if I may, one of the things we haven't talked about is another key facet of this virus is that these mutations have somehow now allowed this virus to really remain in the upper respiratory tract for most people, which does make it more and more like the coronavirus colds that we get. And it's these changes that technically it's gaining entry into the cells a little bit different way than it used to. And that seems to be preferential for the upper respiratory tract and not the lower respiratory tract. And so it's not very efficient at infecting lower lung cells as opposed to Delta, which was very efficient.
When you talk about things like the common cold, and you know, we hear so much about learning to live with COVID and it becoming more of an endemic than a pandemic. Is that kind of the direction? I mean, everybody gets the cold at some point or another, sometimes frequently. So is the hope, I mean, to the extent that one can hope for something like this, is the hope that COVID becomes like the cold where it's, you know, maybe you're out of commission for a few days to a week, but it's not going to put you in the hospital and it's probably not going to kill you?
Yeah, correct. I think that's the hope. And at least in some part of that, that's being realized right now with Omicron, with the vast majority of cases not being severe. And that's the good news. If more and more of us have this very, not insignificant, but milder illness that could be called the Omicron cold, then we are more likely to spread it like the cold, get that immunity from it, and then that'll probably last for a year or so, like the other coronavirus immunities that we typically get. So yeah, I think that's the direction we're going for. It's a little bit more in a hope because we do have evidence that at least we're starting to achieve some of that while we're in the midst of this dark cloud of all of these Omicron cases and unfortunately impacts again on the hospitals. But there is that silver lining.
As we continue to see different variants, might the vaccines that people keep saying that we're going to have to keep getting, might those change as well? Kind of like what we see with the flu vaccine every year, where it's a slightly different configuration?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. I think that, you know, we should expect that the virus will continue to evolve in on a regular basis in little ways, and then maybe annually, maybe every couple of years, maybe every few months, we'll see more significant changes like we just saw this shift between Delta and Omicron. And the way to respond to that is keep adapting our medical response, which means improving our vaccines on an annual basis like we do with influenza. So getting an annual booster shouldn't be thought of as one of these things like, oh, what now, a sixth booster? No, it's the annual booster like we get with flu, or maybe it's every couple of years that we need, and it'll be more fine-tuned to whatever variants are circulating at the time.
Dr. Dave Engelthaler is director of the Infectious Disease Division at TGen, and you are listening to the show.